Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 29th day of August, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM. And of course, if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune us in, just go to our website and listen, ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning because, as you know, KSJE is a community-supported visual radio station, so this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So we're glad that you are all with us this morning, because coming up today, it's our first visit of the school year with Bloomfield Schools Superintendent Dr. Kim Mizell. She is standing by to give us an update on the start of the school year in Bloomfield, so stay tuned for that coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. And then later on, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco over at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, and she'll be telling us about some of the pets available for adoption this week. That you will see and hear later on this morning at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Mick Hess will be here roving with the arts. He is offering music this morning from Beethoven and Haydn. That today at 9:06 after the news, next hour right here. And we invite you to connect with us on our social media platforms. In addition to Facebook and YouTube, you can check us out on X, formerly known as Twitter, and also Instagram. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe to KSJE Podcasts for free. They are available wherever you're probably already listening to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify and Google Podcasts and Pandora. So check it out and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's a sunny Tuesday morning, 68 degrees at the moment. We're expecting a sunny day today with a high of 91 in Farmington. Clear skies tonight with a low near 63. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high of 94 on Wednesday, 61 overnight. Then partly sunny skies on Thursday with a high of 92 and a low of 64. And maybe a chance of showers popping up again for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs only in the mid-80s and overnight lows near 60. Back with my guest with more right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community-owned and operated, here for you. It's time for the 34th annual Tota Festival over Labor Day weekend at the Farmington Civic Center, featuring Native American artisans, food, a cultural expo, an authentic Navajo rug auction, and more. Don't forget the Tota 5K River Run and Walk and Joe Tahoney Jr. and White Mountain Apache Crown Dancers. The Tota Festival, September 2nd and 3rd at the Farmington Civic Center, is a jolt-worthy event. Find out more at farmingtonnm.org. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning, we welcome back to KSJE, the Superintendent of Schools for the Bloomfield School System. Dr. Kim Mizell is here this morning. Dr. Mizell, welcome back to KSJE. Good to see you.
It's good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Good summer?
Yes, I had a great summer.
Wonderful. Nice. And off to a good start in Bloomfield Schools, you were telling me before we came on the air, right?
We had a really good start. We're pretty well staffed, and we're anxious to get moving along with teaching the content, and it's all good. We had a good opening day ceremony with Steve Casadas,
right?
Who is the Gomi from Breaking Bad. He was our keynote speaker, and he's a New Mexico guy, so it was kind of fun. And He was really good. So nice. We enjoyed him.
Getting everybody ready to go.
Yeah. For the year. It was very motivational.
Nice. And you mentioned fully staffed, and I just want to mention that that hasn't always been the case for districts around the state and around the country. So this is pretty nice to say that, be able to say that.
It's good news. We do have international teachers coming in. So as soon as they get here, we should be fairly staffed. The one that we always struggle with is special education and the hard to fill type positions. But we're always open for business, and if you're interested, apply.
Right. You've got openings.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
But you're in pretty good shape.
Right. We're in good shape with the classrooms.
That's good. Now, of course, whenever I talk to you, I have to ask you about the cars.
Yeah.
Because that's always part of my interest, and that is the unique thing that Bloomfield Schools does each and every year, that you're able to do it, and you have been for ever, it seems, right?
Yeah.
Thanks to some local car dealers and such. But you are giving away two more cars this year.
That's right.
And you gave away two cars at the end of school last year.
We did. Last year it was
GPA.
GPA, 3.5 or higher. And this year we're going to split it. We're going to do perfect attendance for one and GPA for the other. And Zymes Ford works with us every year. And we have two really nice vehicles with fairly low mileage, and a couple of our students will be excited to get them at the end of the year.
I bet they will be. So very good. Yeah. And I think you have found that this is kind of a real big motivating thing for your students, isn't it? I mean, isn't there a buzz about it all year long?
I've been really impressed with the GPA push, how many kids actually qualify. Close to 180 or so, you know, hit the mark and do well. And so it's always exciting. We've pushed even 250 at some point. So I think it's a motivation to do well in school. And if you're doing well in school, you're learning. So it's a positive for everybody. So yeah, it's been a good thing.
Very good. Well, congratulations. And again, thanks to Zymes, who make this possible every year. And they work with you in the district, I think, to get these cars over to you. Do we know what type of cars these are this year? Because last year you were talking about the Lincoln, and that got my attention. So
yeah, there's two Ford Focus cars.
Okay.
And they're nice inside. They're fleet models, so like the company, mm-hmm. you know, when you get fleet models, they're taken care of.
Yeah.
So they're well maintained. They're certified by Ford, and
the maintenance and stuff, there's records and all that stuff, right? And low so miles, you said too, which is great.
Well taken care of. So we got lucky this time, and Mike at Zymes is always amazing. He always really does a great job.
Nice.
And supports it. So.
Well, that's great. A great community partnership, right? With the school district and local businesses, for sure.
We appreciate them.
Very true. I wanted to ask you, too, then, well, good luck, students, I guess is the other message, right? With GPA and perfect attendance. So they have two ways of maybe being part of this these drawings for these cards. And I guess it's possible a student could be in both drawings if their attendance and their GPA is good, right?
If they get one, two cars, that'd be crazy. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Right. Well, what are the odds, right? Well, we'll see. But there you go. That'd be a cool story.
I just say, for perfect attendance, the odds are in your favor as a student.
That's right.
Less students accomplish that.
Right. Very, very true. So, but there you go. We'll check in with you at the end of the year and see how things go.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a bit about enrollment. It's still early, I know, in the school year, but I know it's stuff that you track and your staff tracks for enrollments in different grade levels. And so how are things looking this year?
We're up at the high school. Middle schools, we're kind of in a holding pattern, maintaining, but we've had a decline in kindergarten and we don't quite know why. So we're just curious about that. I've been reading some articles. U.S. birth rates way down.
Mm.
And so we could be seeing some of that happen. So, but we kind of already, a lot of the COVID children have already hit the deck. You know, they're already either in school and so, or preschool.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them will be in preschool now.
Right.
It'll be the 4-year-old group. So, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. It's kind of interesting. It's a little bit nerve-wracking when you're a school district because you get money based on student numbers. So
right.
It's always concerning, but we'll watch it and see how it goes.
Got you. So kindergarten's down, mm-hmm. but other grade levels are
steady like
or
up? Yeah, like second grade's up right now. So it's like a wave of kids going through. But Yeah, kindergarten, that's always alarming to me because that's a really low number that we have. And when I have to start moving teachers around based on low numbers, that's never fun.
Sure. Well, and those kids will be moving up through the system, right. So that would mean maybe lower high school enrollments, right. And things like that as
right.
they
it
if
really
nothing
has,
changes, right?
Right, an adverse impact on the district. So
got you. But overall, would you say things are with the ups and the downs? Are things mostly a little bit up overall?
No, or? I'd say we're probably flat.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And flat isn't down, so
no, we're holding in a holding pattern.
Okay, all right.
we wait on the 40th day count to see
right
exactly
it is early to be asking
at,
you
right there's a lot of movement in and out, a lot of times people want to base it on enrollment, but it's a warm body count that we're looking at as well, so we see how many kids are actually in school,
right, so, in the seats. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And so and the 40th day will be coming up in, what, is it October, November?
Mm-hmm. The 1st of October.
October.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you'll be checking on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right. Speaking of course, the start of the school year, athletics is up and running. Football's
yes.
already had a couple of games.
We've
Your,
had
what,
two
volleyball
games,
team is coming?
Volleyball starts this week.
Okay.
And cross country's moving along. And it's always nice to see the students compete. We're excited about the football program again. Since we had the state championship last year, we're hopeful again. We'll see how it goes. A lot can happen, so
right.
It's always fun to see the excitement in the players and the coaches and everybody involved with school athletics.
Sure. Well, and the community that comes out and supports them too,
right? It's a big note of pride for Bloomfield.
Very
so
true.
It's nice.
Very true. And I'm trying to remember now, and I can't. Are some or a lot of the football players from last year coming back this year? Do you know?
Yeah, we didn't lose very many players, so we pretty much have
that almost intact state championship
yeah,
team.
And the positions that we lost players, the players that are in those positions are doing a great job. I mean, it's like they haven't missed a beat. So that's really nice because I always watch the missing.
Right.
You know, when the kids graduate, you know, they're seniors, they're grown men at that point, and they play pretty heartedly and do a good job. And so the students that have replaced them, they're very good, so I'm excited about it. We have a very big line, and our defense seems really strong this year. So, and it was strong last year as well. So I'm excited to watch him play.
Right.
We have a new quarterback this year, and he has a lot of speed. He doesn't have the throwing arm that the other quarterback had, but I think he can outrun people, so that's a good thing.
Well, that
too.
May help,
so,
right?
Yeah,
if you don't need a good arm, if you or a strong arm,
yeah.
If you can run.
But
he's
a good quarterback. He
good.
Can throw it well. I know that his parents, his mother and father, work for the district, and they've been trying to put that muscle on him. He's kind of a tall, lanky guy. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's fun to know the family stories and the history of the kids and
sure.
And talk with the family. So it's always fun.
Right.
It's a fun time.
Very
and
true.
They have tailgate parties at the home games, and it just they make the most of it in Bloomfield. So.
They do. That's for sure. That's very true. And come out and support the Bobcats.
Right.
That's
right.
True. Well, good luck
this year
the Bobcats. And I guess the other teams are on notice, right, that most of last year's team is back.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
And and be ready for them.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see what happens. Very good. Today is the filing deadline for city elections that are happening in November. And I think you've got a couple openings on your school board in Bloomfield, as other districts do as well in the area.
I have two openings. And one is my school board president, and he's going to run again. And the other position, I'm not sure exactly who's going to run for that one yet. So we'll see who files.
We'll find out at 5:01
yes,
p.m.
We'll
today.
Know.
Yes.
We'll know.
But today is that deadline. And then we do want to encourage folks to vote and to learn about the candidates and to get out and vote in November. And
right. And we also have 2 mil. So we want to encourage people to vote for, go out and vote on their choice for 2 mil.
Okay.
That supports our infrastructure, our construction. With air conditioning units, maintenance of the facilities, It's really important funding that we need, and we always support, we appreciate the community support in that area.
Right. Very true. And that'll be on the ballot in November as well, that question for folks. So important to know. And you asked a bit about kids coming in from COVID and things like that. And I wanted to ask you a bit about that. I know it's still kind of a rebuilding time for schools and academics and programming and watching some of how, still learning, I think, how the pandemic may have affected kids' learning. Is that still something that you spend a lot of time on?
You know, we monitor our students' progress quarterly, and then we assess them, obviously, with the state assessment and our own interim assessments. So, unfortunately, the state assessment, they compared, it was like apples to oranges. It wasn't the same test. Mm. And so the information that came out, we took a hit for the information that was shared by the state. We've gotten, recently, we've gotten the newer assessment, which would be apples to apples. And we did better than the previous state assessment. We have concerns about certain grade levels. In Bloomfield, we were not able to get one-to-one devices until the second year. And so that group of students, which would have been first and second graders at the time, didn't have the learning opportunity that our kids have now. And so that group seems to be lagging behind. We've done a lot of interventions and tried to help them catch up, but yeah, it's really disheartening when you know how hard everybody's working, and the kids are working, the families are doing their best. It just, the learning that didn't happen in those years have really impacted school districts. And so we're doing what we can. We're trying to provide opportunity for kids, and so we'll just keep working at it. I don't want to say hope is not a strategy, so we're going to be very strategic about what we do and how we help the students get to where they need to be.
Right. You mentioned these were younger grade students who maybe were mostly impacted by not having that technology, maybe to be able to do some of that remote work and things like that.
Right.
And so is that maybe a better thing that they were, that they are younger in age and grade, so that you can give them some of this extra attention as
first
they work their way
grade
through?
Is so crucial.
Right.
I mean, every grade level is a crucial grade level, but first and second grade is when they learn to read. And that's where we're seeing the issues.
So, gotcha.
We're doing what we can. We ask parents to pitch in and help out where they can, and give them an opportunity to catch up. So I'm hopeful we are able to accomplish quite a bit in a by the time they get to high school, we hope they'll be where they need to be.
Right, right. Very good. And I know all of your staff and principals and everyone's working on that same goal for these for this group of students, correct?
Yes.
And you're monitoring, and I guess you can tell how they're doing and hopefully see some of that improvement as they they go through the year.
In the quarterly cycle, we teach for 7 weeks, and then we provide a reteach period. So when we assess them at the seven-week mark, we know what standards they don't understand, so we reteach those in a different way, not the same way, a different way, to see if we can catch them, you know, maybe a different learning style, a different method, a different way of presenting the information. And also the teachers share collaboratively what has worked in their classroom. Like if we have a teacher that's really high performing in that particular standard, we ask, what are they doing? And we try that same strategy in the classroom for the other classroom teachers. So that's where that teacher collaboration is crucial in helping students. And so we have a very strategic, systematic process that we use. And so hopefully we'll see the results from that.
Good. Very good. I wanted to ask you a bit, too, about some of the other areas of education. And we talk a little bit about dual credit here a lot at San Juan College. And those are classes that are offered to high school students that also come with college credit and things like that. That is something that I think all local school districts are taking advantage of and working with San Juan College. And your students are no different. I would think they're available to them.
No, a lot of our students do take advantage of it. They do like to get those college credits. And when they go to college, they have like maybe a whole semester in under their belt already, you know, so that saves them money and their parents' money.
I was going to say, for free, yeah, right? Because it's the district that picks up the the tuition and the books and supplies and whatever, right?
We've had quite a few students graduate early by doing that as well.
So yeah.
There's you know, if students focus on what they want to do,
right,
they can accomplish it. So they have the opportunity to take those classes if they would like.
Yeah, a nice benefit here in San Juan County and in New Mexico,
it's
for sure.
Great opportunity for them.
Very true. Very good. Other things that you wanted to share at the beginning of the school year, of course, your alternative school is up and running. Charlie Y. Brown is full slate of students.
We have a new principal there, and his name is John Sandoval, and he's up and going and working with the students, and that's the accelerated credit recovery program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have 75 students in that are working towards attaining their credits that they kind of missed the boat when they started high school, and you know, it gives them an option.
Sure.
And we've had a lot of success out of that program, and so we're excited about that. The principals that we have are pretty seasoned principals as far as the district goes, so I think they'll be doing a great job, so I'm excited for the year.
Your team is in place,
mm-hmm.
so and moving forward, so that's right. That's good to know. And so what's the next thing, I guess, as you look ahead to the year at this point in the school year?
Right. Well, we have a resource center that we actually did a back-to-school bash with them, and it's at behind the junior high, and that is getting remodeled and refurbished, and it's going to be a really great facility for a community support center for our families and students. But the back to school bash was such a success. I think we had about 1,000 people show up and get clothes and supplies and things that they needed, backpacks. So it's a note of pride for us to be able to help our community in that way. And so it's real positive, and our coordinator is Celise Gathings, and she is an amazing lady, and so we're really proud of her, and I just wanted to do a shout out for that. She just done a great job. And then we have a partnership with Save the Children that they're supporting reading intervention in our schools and support. They've paid for staff, they've paid for Renaissance Learning in our classrooms, which is a reading program for to engage students and encourage them to read. And so a lot of exciting things. It's a national organization that is nonprofit. And they painted the wall for the summer school program. We have a great partnership there. So some real positive things are happening in Bloomfield, so we're excited about it. And hopefully we can make a difference with what we're trying to do.
Right. Nice. I wanted to ask you about the resource center, so I'm glad that you brought it up to see how it was going.
It's
going to
be beautiful. Yeah, it's going to be a really nice center.
Nice.
And the construction's going on right now, so we hope to have it maybe by the end of October, maybe November.
Fingers crossed.
Construction's
right?
A different, a whole nother realm that you never know what's going to come at you and what's going to happen. So
right. Well, these days it sure is, because I remember talking with you, I think back in the spring a little bit, about maybe some supply chain issues and things like that caused some delays. I think you had hoped it would be open long before now, but it's still kind of some of these things that you're having to deal with.
Well, it was like there's some permitting. We had to get contractors to submit bids, and people were just not wanting to do it because the cost of supplies was going up so fast. They couldn't, if they were to bid it, they would lose money.
Right, by the
time.
And
so it became kind of this weird period of time that you couldn't really get anybody nailed down to do the work.
Right.
We finally got a company, and we're real excited about them because they're real proactive, and they are coming in and getting things done. So it's nice to see. We've gone... we've used a lot of local businesses when we can. We always try to regenerate that tax revenue back into the community, but you can always find people locally to do what you need to have done. So.
Sure. Very good.
Yeah, so it's a good thing.
Nice. And you mentioned some of the other ways that this resource center is helping the community with clothes available and things along that line. I think there was some talk about maybe washing machines and things, too.
We have washers and dryers, refrigerator. We have food pantry. We've had a lot of clothes donated by the local retailers, and then we've done clothing drives, so stocked the whole thing, and literally that day they cleaned it out. So it was good because we needed it cleaned out so we could start the construction.
Right.
So it was all well coordinated.
Yeah.
But yeah, and like Child Haven was there, like community service outreach to let people know that they can get help if they and know where to go to get help.
Right.
And that's what the whole purpose is. Our liaison person does that for our families, especially like our homeless children and just people in need.
Sure. So. Well, and the help is available right there in Bloomfield, mm-hmm. not Farmington,
right.
You know, not halfway across the county. And you serve a lot of the eastern side of San Juan County. So folks from Blanco and beyond
right.
can mm-hmm. make themselves available of this new resource center.
Right. And we've really worked hard to establish relationships with all the resource and services that are available so we can connect people or support them and help them out when they need it.
Well, it's exciting, and I'm glad to hear that it's close to opening officially.
Right.
And so I'll look forward to seeing it and talking to you about it when it's official.
I think everyone was really surprised at the need that was out there. I think, you know, it's out there, but you just don't know how much of it is going on and the level of poverty.
Sure.
And so
and struggling.
Mm-hmm. Struggling, but and you know, there was a story that someone told me, a little sixth grader. He showed up by himself, got his backpack, and he went to the underwear and sock area and got his size, and he was wanting a haircut, but we offered 120 haircuts that day, and we said, "I'm sorry, honey, we don't have any openings right now."
But, right.
Those kind of things really touch your heart.
Yeah.
You know, and he was there getting his school supplies, and then hopefully he felt good about going back to school. And I think the energy around school is such a positive thing. I went down, I was in Albuquerque at the mall, and I saw moms and dads helping their daughters find clothes. It was really a cute environment, and I just thought, you know, it's a great level of joy in the year for children and families to go out and do that back to school stuff. So we were able to provide that for our community, which is nice.
Nice. Very true. Well, thank you for the work that you do and your staff, of course, at Bloomfield Schools, and for sharing that with our audiences when you come and visit with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good to see you. We'll see you next month.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see you later. Thank you.
You bet. That's Dr. Kim Mizell. She is the superintendent of schools with the Bloomfield School District, my guest right here on KSJE This Morning. Back with more right after this. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.